I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Lebanese president ended his term last week, but Parliament has yet to pick a replacement. Some fear the power vacuum could delay promised help from the International Monetary Fund. Wissam Nasrallah is with the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development.
While we've had vacancy in the presidency before, this is the first time where the government is not empowered to take decisions, as it is a caretaker government. And most likely, we're going to face a prolonged power vacuum in a country that is going through hyperinflation, massive devaluation of the currency, exodus of people.
LSCSD provides education for kids who otherwise wouldn't have access to it. Please pray the care of Lebanese Christians would point to Jesus. Today is Veterans Day in the United States, a national holiday honoring people who've served in the military. Veterans gain crucial skills from their military involvement. Unfortunately, some experiences, especially combat, leave veterans with invisible scars. Army vet Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
The challenge with veterans is they carry the trauma of life that we all carry. But on top of that, they've volunteered to kill our nation's enemies. You go to war, risk their life, and maybe come home, maybe not.
Christ offers the healing veterans need. However, that healing often lies out of reach at the local church. And that's where Warrior Set Free comes in. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. It provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.